by the right of the council, by the will of the force. Welcome back into another episode of the Galaxy Famous Halcyon Approved Jedi Talk Podcast. I am one of your co-hosts here on the High Council, Matomica, or Tom for short. Joining me as always here, but before I introduce them, you need to follow us at Jedi Talk Instagram. A Jedi Talk Podcast on Instagram. Oh my God, gentlemen. Dial 9-1, and when I stroke out, dial the other one. And YouTube.com/Jedi Talk. Speaking of stroking out, he's stroking it up in his glory hole over there. The mayor of the Halcyon, Evan T. Boucher. Evan, how the hell are you today?
Hey, Adiga and good journey. That ties into something that none of the listeners will ever see, but it's in our group chat. I'm batting around names for the awesome room that I'm sitting
in. That's not the only thing you're batting around in that room.
Yep. That's why the glory hole is a name option for it. So,
dude, I hope our group chat never leaks. Jesus Christ.
Yeah.
Yeah. For many reasons.
Yeah.
Mainly for the terrible things we say about Kyle Thomas Cosentino. That's for certain.
Yeah.
His middle name is
Thomas?
It is. I'm almost positive it is.
What the hell?
Yeah.
What the hell? That's my middle name.
I know. Just so he knows who his daddy is all the time.
Man, it was my dad's middle name, and now it's my middle name, and it's Tom's middle name. Not Tom's middle name, it's Thomas's first name, Tom's name, but it's Kyle's middle name. Wow, what a web.
Do we know your middle name, Tom? I don't have to say it on here, but I don't think I know your middle name.
It is Robert, as in the bass player for Metallica, Robert Trujillo. It's actually after my grandfather, but yeah, Robert.
Thomas Robert.
So,
gotcha. Okay.
I do know the gentleman who we have not introduced yet. His middle name is Brad. That's Brad Hughes. Brad, how the hell are you today? Hanging out under R2D2's dipstick lately?
It's me. Yes, I have. It fits very well. You know.
That's what he be-booped. That is what
happy beep.
Happy beeps. Happy buddy, elated happy beeps. Dipstick beeps.
I got a little sunburnt today at Typhoon Lagoon. It's been a good day.
Oh, man, I'm jealous. I love Typhoon.
It's so nice.
Typhoon's the best, yeah.
That's like our tradition now. We go on the weekends like every... I will say, pro tip, go on a Sunday, not a Saturday. Holy shit, it was busy.
Yeah.
It was so busy, Tom. We were sitting over there by the Crush and Gusher exit pool, and people were setting up camp at the picnic tables.
Ooh.
Jeez.
Because there was
usually
so, there
the
was
Crush
no
and Gusher
left.
Area is like the best place to go, set up a little camp.
Yeah, it was completely busy today. Unreal. Wild.
I've got my dad's side of the family is coming over or visiting in middle of August, and my stepmom was like, "We'll watch Lily for a night," and Courtney are like, "We're going to H2O Glow Nights," so I can't
Hell
wait.
Yeah.
Yeah, nice. I can't wait. I love that.
We actually. That's around mid-August is Britt's birthday.
Oh, perfect.
So she's been asking to do that party because the kids love Typhoon Lagoon, which I think next year I might not even get them a Disney pass because I only get them on the weekends. We don't really go on the weekends anyway. And just let them do their water park pass because they like it better, it seems.
Okay. Yeah, you got to do what you got to do. Speaking of parks, yeah, Brad, you were in Typhoon today. I just got done doing all four days in a row. Haven't done that in a long time.
Jesus.
Yeah.
I can't believe you're still awake.
Yeah.
Family was here, so it's just like going back and forth, and then like my mother-in-law was here, and she was staying here and coordinating going to the parks with her other son who's here for his bachelor and bachelorette party. They're getting married in October, so my brother-in-law on that side of the family and their friends. So, and then our AC went out on the overnight into July 4th. So So, like, we can't keep, you know, my 10-month-old here. You know, I don't want my mother-in-law sitting in here as the heat's rising up. So, we booked just a two-night stay just to make sure that, you know, we wouldn't be screwed or anything over at All-Star Sports. So, we hopped over to All-Star Sports.
How was
nothing
that?
Nothing like a quickie at All-Star Sports.
That's right. Nothing like a quickie under the football helmet, you know.
Yeah.
Staring in the eyes of that flag up top. That's the Devil Deacons. I think that was the name of the team I liked. Like Demon Deacons.
Demon Deacons.
That was it. Deacons, yeah. So no, it was fun. You know,
right next to the foosball players, the giant foosball players.
Yeah, the giant foosball
players.
Is
that at sports?
Our room view was down into like the big football field, so it was pretty cool.
One of my favorite Disney memories is there when Bentley was like three-ish, he was really into football players. Like, I don't even know why. He never really watched the game, but McDonald's had these, like, football toys.
Oh, yeah.
And he was, like, for some reason, like, obsessed with these little, like, statue things. And so we booked All-Star Sports so he could go and play on that football.
Oh, cool.
Team. We spent like, half a day there on our trip one time, just sitting there playing football and running around, trying to kick field goals. It was so much fun.
That's awesome.
One of my favorite
Disney
movies of all
time. We did that on several family trips. We stayed there a handful of times as kids. The last time I was there was a couple years ago when Austin stayed there. And we took Jackson, too, so Jackson even made an appearance there.
Excellent.
Yep.
That cat's well-traveled.
He went to the arguably one of the best Disney resorts, Animal Kingdom Lodge, and then he went to one of the worst Disney resorts, but I still love All-Star Sports.
Yeah, Sam. I know that like they're objectively not great hotels, but there's like a 90s charm to them that you just can't get anywhere else. I love it.
And actually, we got some fantastic Disney magic there too, because we had two rooms, right? Courtney, myself, Lily in one room, and then my mother-in-law had another one. And the cast member who was checking us in was like, "Oh, give me a second." She's like doing her thing. She comes back. She's like, "All right, I found two rooms next to each other for you guys. Here you go."
Oh, that's cool.
It was like didn't even ask. Like I didn't ask. I did not expect that because we just booked like the morning of. And then she got us in, so it's awesome. So, yeah, I mean, I know we rip on Value Hotels as a bit, but they're great for
they're
a Disney
fun.
Trip.
They're fun, and I like the resort mugs. Mm-hmm. That's my jam.
Yeah.
Oh, I love getting a resort. If you don't get a resort mug, you didn't stay at Disney World.
You didn't stay at Disney World, exactly.
Yep. The resorts and Typhoon Lagoon and Blizzard, when it's open, still have, like, the Disney, you know, it still feels Disney to me.
Can we
like
please?
They're great.
Can we get Blizzard and Typhoon open at the same time, please?
I know, man.
I wish.
I know.
God.
What's the reasoning behind this? I'm hearing that staffing.
I was gonna say, ask Mr. Krabs. He'll tell you.
Well, I heard it was more staffing and not. You want to know what I think? Same. I don't think it's that. I think that it went down too quick back to back. I have a sneaking suspicion. D23, they're going to announce that it's a fully frozen theme park now, water park.
That was the rumor a little while ago.
I hope not, because the little frozen spot they added was great. I really enjoyed it. So like, if it's a full frozen takeover, that's not going to be cool, but the little bits of frozen they've done is perfect. It was very tasteful and wasn't stupid.
The only thing I wouldn't like about it would just be hearing frozen music all day. Everything else, I don't think it would bother me.
Yep, that was one of my least favorite things about working with Olaf at Hollywood Studios. They play the same three Frozen songs all day.
Ugh. They don't play anything from the sequels? Or the sequel?
No, and that's what we always said. We're just like, why don't you play some of Frozen 2's music? Yeah. There's some great songs there.
In the Woods.
Stick to the same. I love Lost in the Woods.
Do you guys like Frozen 1 or Frozen 2 better?
One.
Yeah.
One for me, too.
Yeah.
I like most people say 2.
Really?
I know, it's weird. Most people like Frozen 2 better. It's weird.
Interesting. Okay. Yeah. That's fine. It was okay. I enjoyed it, and I'd watch it again, and can't wait to show Lily, but yeah, 1 is way better.
Welcome to
you
Frozen
wait until
talk.
She gets into the princess stuff, dude. It's so much fun.
This is Frozen
that
talk.
Age is so fun.
Hashtag Team Anna.
Yeah. You know what else still has the Disney feel that I did like a month ago, but I've never talked about it on the show?
The make your own jelly beans?
I don't know about that. Cirque du Soleil, man. Cirque du Soleil, I haven't talked about it, but I did it like a month ago.
That's true.
Holy crap, guys. Like, I told Brad and Tom off the air, but it's incredible. Like, I don't know why no one talks about it. I've never really heard anyone talk about it except for, like, Jim and Len when they do their advertisement for it on the podcast. They're advertising for it, so they have to talk about it. Even though he's genuine in his review and his talking about it, but Cirque du Soleil was awesome. It's incredible. And I
doubt they come to us at any point to advertise.
Yeah. Watching the show in person is what, like, people are probably smarter than me, but I was like, this is why you're not allowed to film it. Because, like, if somebody messes up in one of those stunts, they're probably going to die. So
yeah,
they probably don't want that on camera. I was always like, why is it so secretive? What's the big secret? But then I was like, these stunts are so insane that if someone messes up, it's death, and they don't want that out there on camera. So I get it.
And if you're an only child to a couple of gymnasts, I got bad news for you. Hashtag Dick Grayson. So
I was like, some rich billionaire is going to put you in a bat, put you in a bird costume.
That's
and
right.
Fight crime with him.
Yeah,
that's right.
But that show was incredible. It has like everything you want. It has the refresh they did a few years ago to make it quote like more Disney IP like was done well. I think it has the IP and the characters and the themes all tied in well, and it still has a cool story to follow. There's a lot of cool character interactions, and of course they come into the crowd, and it feels very, I like we say this all the time, but like as close as you can get to the Star Cruiser, I kind of think, how it has those kind of acting beats and story moments, and it's like 3 hours long too, because they have like a 30-minute pre-show that Jesus. They don't really advertise.
Whoa.
Like, oh, it's like a 90-minute show, but it's really like, I said three, but I guess 2 hours, because it's like a 30-minute pre-show and then a 90-minute show, and it's incredible. So I highly recommend it. I get why there's not a lot of advertisement for it, but I wish they could advertise it somehow so it never goes away, because when I went, it was only like half full. So
oh, wow.
Go and see it while you can, people, because at this rate, half full in Disney's eyes is a failure, as we know. So go see it while you can.
Speaking of half full, Tusker House was half full today. I told you those four parks in 4 days.
It was, gotta close it.
It was not that busy in those 4 days. It really wasn't. Hollywood Studios was packed, but when isn't it? So
apparently it wasn't on the 4th. Jeez, I was upset I'm not going.
Oh.
Rachel said it was like walk on for Rise.
Everybody goes to Magic Kingdom for the fireworks. Magic Kingdom was crazy.
Yeah, Magic was packed. That's why we got out of there and we watched the fireworks from California Grill.
Very smart.
Call. Those fireworks for the 4th of July are awesome.
Oh, they're cool, yeah.
They're so great.
Highly recommended. So, in any event.
By the way, going back to the Cirque du Soleil thing.
Yes.
Cirque du Soleil makes sense to have a Disney-themed show. They have, like, Beatles theme. They have Michael Jackson show. Like, that's kind of their thing, is they center it around a theme. So, I never had an issue. And I'm not saying you did. I'm just pointing this out in my own thing. I never had an issue with them doing, like, a Disney-themed show. It made sense, especially for it being a Disney World. The only thing I wish they would have done is I wish they hadn't have done this show. And now that they own Fox, they should have done A Greatest Showman.
Oh, yeah. I've never seen that movie, but people love it. So
I fucking love that movie, and I hate musicals.
Yeah, that's true.
It's such a fun movie. Like, it's so fun. That was the only movie that year I saw that, like, I saw it back-to-back nights. It was that and whatever Star Wars movie came out that year, I think Solo. But I that movie's so fun. It's such a fun movie.
And I've heard a lot of people too say that the original Cirque du Soleil was better than this one. So I'm like, if there was a show better, then holy cow, it must have been 10 out of 10, because it's like a 9.8 out of 10 right now. So I don't know how it was better, but that's a great idea. If they ever change it, which they will, changing it to Greatest Showman would be pretty sick.
Is there nothing else to do in the middle of Indiana, Evan, in the summer? Because your brother just sends us reels like he's a 12-year-old girl. Like over and over again. He just sent us another one.
There is not.
She's like, Christ, Austin.
No, no, there's not.
That's so funny.
There's nothing to do there any time of year.
I'll say there's nothing any time in Indiana.
This is true. There's more than just corn in Indiana, I thought.
Yeah.
The biggest distillery in the country is in Indiana, though.
Is it really? Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah.
Ross and Squibb,
also
called MGP. It's a big distillery there. They supply. If you ever see it on the back of any whiskey or bourbon, distilled in Indiana, it's that distillery.
Oh, okay. Today I learned. Indiana is important for a little bit.
they make good stuff, which is what's weird, but it's most of their, like, most brands that will source from MGP.
Okay.
Ross and Squibb. They change their name, like, every 3 years because people get onto them.
Evan, I know you wanted to talk about a few more things before we get into transitioning to episode 6 of The Acolyte.
Well, yeah, when you're in Indiana, one of the few things you can do is you can build Lego, and I did that quite often. So there's some new Lego drops that are coming. One is actually Skeleton Crew related.
Ooh.
They're putting out the Lego set
of
the ship and, like, the Jude Law character and the kids' characters before the show comes out. I think
they have names?
Set is dropping. Yeah, I didn't read off all the names, but the show is coming out in, like, what, December or something? We don't really know yet.
Eah.
This Lego set is coming out in October. So it's wild they're dropping a set before the show. Like, that never happens. They don't do sets before movies, before shows. So it's really strange. I don't know what that implies. I'm not that smart. But
correct.
The ship is called the Onyx Cinder.
Ooh.
And at first when it dropped, I thought, because Onyx. The show isn't out, because the show's not out yet, I thought it was an updated Knights of Ren, the Sith. Or Sith, the Night Buzzard ship. Because they put one of those out a few years ago, and it was an awful set. So I was like, oh, they updated it to make it better because this ship looks just like the Night Buzzard.
Oh, interesting.
It turns out, no, it's from the Acolyte. Or, geez, I am really dumb. It's from Skeleton Crew. I'm stumbling all over myself. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, I'm excited for that set because it looks really dope, and it's cool to see it before the show comes out. So speculation can stem from Lego.
Sure. That is interesting.
And then we finally got an image of the Jedi Bob Starfighter, which I talked about, weeks ago, how in the new specials coming out in August, the Jedi Bob character is a deep-cut nerdy reference to Lego Star Wars fans, because there was a Jedi Bob character they made in the early 2000s, and he was in one set, and everybody freaked out and fell in love with him, and then they kind of tried to delete him from existence, because he's not a real Star Wars character. There's nobody named Jedi Bob. So then the fact that he's going to be in this special on TV, and then he's in this Lego set, he's getting his own starfighter, that just, for all of us nerds, made us have a nerdgasm. We all had to change our pants. So they showed a picture of him in his ship, and it's coming out soon. So us nerds are excited.
Congratulations. Where's my Rick the Door Technician character?
Dude, we're finally getting the Cal Kestis figure, so that one at a time. Mm-hmm. We got BD-1 first. He was the first Jedi Survivor Fallen Order character. BD-1.
I am okay with that.
And now we're getting Cal. Mm-hmm. So
that's fine.
A Seer would be sick. A Grease would be sick.
Marin.
You got to have Cal.
Sure.
Marin would be,
Mantis would be fun, too.
Yeah, I've seen people build custom Mantises, and they are, this big. They're massive. That's something that would take thousands.
I'm surprised they haven't done that yet.
Yeah. They don't really do a lot of video games. It's amazing that we've got a BD-1 and a Cal. Like, that right there.
They have a whole Mario line and Zelda now.
Yeah, that's the first branch into it. And they do, what's it called? The Minecraft games, too. They branched into those now. So we're getting there. Maybe for the third Jedi game, we'll get a Jedi Lego set. So we'll see.
Speaking of ships that are around, did you guys see that the HasLab got funded?
Oh, no, I didn't.
It's Cantina.
Good. That means people were interested. Funded. It just wasn't for me.
It wasn't for me either. I mean, I'm not a playset person. I like a contained ship.
Yeah.
It's just a cooler idea.
Yeah. Yeah, whatever. To me, too, is same old, same old. And they just kind of went with a safe call. And, whatever. That's fine.
I get it. I mean, when you have two or three back-to-back that fail.
Yeah, right.
You're going to play it a little safe. So
a playset is weird, too, though, because the people that are buying this aren't buying it to play with or give it to kids to play with. So, it's just kind of weird to me. I don't know if it's diorama purposes. They just want to have a cool display. So it's not
that's
really
what
a playset.
There's a lot of people who buy these to display them and, have, you see those, TikTok or Instagram reels, people, showing their Star Wars rooms and shit. It's just going to be something like that that people can throw in there.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The sail barge, I would open it. That thing is too fucking beautiful to be sitting in a box.
Sure.
Yeah.
Have you ever seen one of those in person?
In person? No. I don't think so. I don't think so.
Oh, my God. It's gorgeous.
Unless I saw it at MegaCon.
I think I saw it at one of the conventions.
Yeah.
I think they had it on display. And it was just so beautiful. The detail on that. It's a pain in the ass that they're $2,000. But as far as the detail and work that went into them, it's worth it. Because that thing would be a centerpiece.
Yeah, for sure. I kind of justified the answer to my own question there. Because I was I just talked about buying Lego. And I look around my room and I have Legos that are just displayed. So same thing. A playset for a HasLab turns into a display set. Same with Lego. I just
have
a nice display. Every now and then I get up and swoosh them around for 5 minutes. But 95% of the time, they're just displayed on a shelf. So I answered my own question. People display Lego. Some people display HasLabs. I get it.
Mm-hmm. And some people put different things into Legos. And they fall onto them. And they have to go to the proctologist.
Exactly.
So.
Right? Or the Legos fall in them.
That's right.
And those people, they're named Kyle.
Oh, yeah. I think so. I think
can
that's where he's at.
Can you get my Lego Kylo Ren out of my urethra?
Again?
It's not that easy, trust me. It's not that easy.
Half off again. The fifth time.
Yep.
The helmet came off in my urethra.
He's got frequent flyer miles of Legos getting pulled out of his penis. That's what Evan just said. That's what Evan just said.
I did say that. Kyle play with Legos? Or I say play with. Does he collect Legos?
Oh, he plays with them, yeah. I don't think he does, no.
Oh, okay. I was going to say, these jokes will be better suited for me, because I'm the Lego person. What? All right. God.
Yes.
I'll take it.
He actually did the patent of Soarin' must be, like, done. Because there's a bunch of, like, Soarin' over cities opening up. There's, like, a Soarin' over Chicago that opened up, and he just did it.
Oh, yeah.
So.
Yeah.
Oh, really? Yeah. I didn't know that was a thing.
I think there's one at Niagara Falls, too. There's a handful of them across the country.
Yeah.
Oh, cool. I didn't know that.
Yeah, I don't know if it was, like, a patent or something, but, like, I swear to God, it just, like, I started to see all these copycat Soarin's just, like, popping up all over the internet and stuff, so.
That makes that ride, which I think is the most overrated ride that Disney has ever made, even less special, which to me, I literally have not done that thing in probably 5 years.
You didn't do it when when it was Soarin' over California? I couldn't run fast enough over there to do it when I came back.
I did not. I meant to.
I didn't either. I
didn't get around to
that
it.
That was just nostalgia for me. So.
Yeah, you got to see good old Michael Eisner.
I did.
Hitting that golf ball.
Yeah, that's right, I did.
And they still pumped. They pump in that orange smell.
They sure did. Like the smells were perfect. Oh, cool. The smells were perfect. They did a really good job with that comeback.
Holly told me that when she used to be she used to be one of the VIP tour guides.
Yeah.
She told me that one of the things that she would do on Soarin' is when that scene with the golf ball. When she knew she was going to Epcot, she would take a golf ball in her pocket. And they'd be sitting there on the ride, and she would act like she caught the golf ball and hand it to the kid.
Oh,
that's genius! Oh man, she is genius.
That's awesome. That's cool.
Brad, she's a keeper.
Fuck yeah! I thought that was like one of the coolest things. Like, could you imagine as a kid, you'd be like, "What the fuck?"
Yeah.
And that's how they met. Brad was on a school retreat.
Kids, that's how I met your stepmother.
Yeah.
Yeah. So the last time I was in the parks, I was with Tom actually doing a little bit of a field journey for some content. I hate saying content because I'm not like a content creator, which I hate that phrase too. But
I got called an influencer the other day, and it pissed me off.
That's even worse. I hate that phrase.
What? What phrase?
Influencer.
Oh,
I
influencer.
Got called an influencer the other day, and it was.
If I'm influencing you, you've got problems. So.
Yeah.
That is very true.
Yeah. That's the way I see that.
That was the last time I was in the parks and. Little behind the curtain that scene here that was actually the first thing we filmed for Yvonne's video.
It was
the ending scene of his little bio video, and then we did some cool stuff where we did some stuff in Yvonne's office, which if you've seen our video for the Halcyon and the Legacy Continues, Yvonne's office makes an appearance, and then we went to Pike Grandessa's cantina, which
the speakeasy
man, like the set dressing for Yvonne's office was all Tom. He killed it. He crushed it, and he knew what to set up and how to make that desk look legit. But then we got to Pike's cantina and speakeasy. And
that looked great. Yeah.
It looked legit. So
especially when we turned the lights off. Yeah.
Yep. So that was a ton of fun. And then I had like 5 or 6 lines or whatever. If you've seen the video, you know. And it took us like 10 takes.
It took Evan 10 takes. Evan's fault. Yeah. I just want everybody to know that.
I kept messing up my
line. Fucked up a few of those. I completely forgot a whole thing. We were just in there staring at each other for like 20 seconds.
Right. Well, but the biggest one was where like you said your line perfectly, and I just stood there and stared at you. And you stared at me. And I stared at you.
And then they kissed.
And Tom stared at me.
Yeah.
And then, And then I was like,
do we have that footage? We should do a blooper reel.
I'll look. I'll go look. Yeah. I don't think I deleted much. Yeah.
Yeah. So that was a ton of fun.
That'd be funny.
It's a fun thing that, you know, just getting a peek behind the curtain, and I will never be an actor for obvious reasons, but it was
the audience knows this.
Yes. So that was awesome. I'm looking forward to the next video because Tom crushed it with Lias's video and Yvonne's video. So the next one's going to be even better than Yvonne's, I think.
The next one's going to be interesting. Yeah.
Yeah. So I'm excited. And I'm excited for the Legacy Continues event that we got coming. That's a given.
Yes, more info on all that stuff on several other channels. But we're here to talk about the Acolyte. So this is such an interesting series, guys. From an aspect of the response that it got before it was really even made, once they heard who was running this thing, and... we were critical to a sense because we had heard like oh, this individual didn't know anything about Star Wars. They were a Trekkie person, but...
Which is weird, because now interviews have come out that says she loves Legends.
Yeah, like, so this is different.
So
yeah,
is it she doesn't know Star Wars, or she knows Star Wars?
Right.
And it's like, and it didn't matter, because we've loved the show, so it didn't even matter either way.
Yeah, so...
I haven't loved it. I really loved the first two episodes, and I loved the third episode, or whichever one.
Five.
With all the...
You loved episode five.
You didn't like the flashback,
I don't know, man. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
No, we were just saying, we were with you there.
We were agreeing.
Two and five.
Yeah, I don't know. I just, I can't say when people do this, they're like, oh, I'm not a big Star Wars fan. And then they, you know, hear people bitch about it. And then like, actually, I'm a huge Star Wars fan. Just not the movies. The stuff that no one knows. No, man. No, you're not. You came out on like if someone asked me if I'm a Star Wars fan, I wouldn't be like, yeah, just the comic books, though. Yeah. You know what I mean? Like, or like, I'm trying to think, compare it to something that I like just a little bit, I guess. Like,
I'm a Metallica fan, except everything after Injustice for All. It's like,
yeah,
it's kind of
like I only like what's the really bad one? Lou, what's it called?
Lulu, yeah.
Lulu. Yeah. I only like Lulu.
Yeah.
I'm a bad person to ask that question to, because for me it's either all or nothing. I either like it or I don't. So,
well, that'd be like saying I'm a Disney fan but only the Disney video games from the 90s. Like that's not you're not a Disney fan. You like a few video games.
Though. Right.
Like it's okay. Like, you don't have to like Star Wars. J.J. Abrams didn't like Star Trek and he made great Star Trek movie. Like, you don't have to like it. You just have to be able to write a good story, which the bones are here for a good story.
I haven't read or watched all those interviews, so I don't even know what was said word by word, but that's what's happened here. I think they've got a really good character story involving mainly Sol. I think he's like the legit main character in this. His story and his character arc, that was like the main focus. And they're like, okay, let's make that into a Star Wars story.
Guys,
that's basically what's happened.
I will live comment WWE's Money in the Bank. It just started right now, and breaking news, Trish Stratus has arrived at Money in the Bank. We have not seen her. WWE Hall of Famer. I'm sure you guys know who Trish Stratus is. Brad, I'm looking directly at you.
I've never heard that name before.
Really? Oh, wow. Well, breaking news. But go on.
The last name sounds like a Star Wars name. Strader.
Stratus.
Stratus. Strader. Either way.
I'm just saying, we get some wrestling mouth breathers to listen to this, so we'll get some downloads at least. So.
Isn't there a very terrible podcast that's wrestling mouth breathers?
Yes. Yep. Them. There you go. Them and their legions of hot dog eaters. So,
what's it called? Legit wrestling or whatever the fuck it's called.
Just freaking wrestling. Part of Freaknet Studios, yeah. So we were talking about the Acolytes. Sorry, guys. So go on.
Right. No, but the whole like Legends thing too. Like, obviously, you touched on how the people that were upset about the Ki-Adi Mundi thing, which was Legends.
Right.
Then we're like, oh, Cortosis, awesome, which is also Legends. Like, pick one. You know, you like Legends or you don't, or like whatever. But there's more Legend stuff here with this planet. We'll just start with that. There's going to be spoilers for the actual
episode 6, 3, 2, 1, fart.
Yep. So this unknown planet, we all in the text immediately said, oh, it's obviously Octo, because it looks just like Octo. But then Leslie came out like the next day and squashed that right off the bat. She's like, this one is not Octo. Like, so why'd you make it look like it? Like, what was?
Why'd you have to come out and just say it wasn't Octo?
She asked the question.
Yeah.
But did she ask the question and she said, there was someone like, is it Octo? And she's like, no.
I wish. That's what I wrote in my notes. I literally put, Octo, but no. That's what I put in my notes. I love it.
I just want to give us props here on Jedi Talk that it's been like 2 weeks and we haven't brought up a certain cultural phenomenon that's happened. And not a single one of us have made a joke about that.
It's because I am out of it.
Yes, you know what I'm talking about.
Star Wars,
yes.
And I'd know, but all right.
Does it have to do with voting?
No.
Oh, I thought that's what you're talking about.
No, there was like a famous like TikTok that they interviewed this girl on the street.
Oh, yeah.
I've only seen like two or three videos of it, which I sent in the group chat.
Oh, that's right. We had to clue Evan into what that was.
Yeah. Because I'm like, this is the first I've seen of this. And Brad is like, really? It's been all over for like a month.
I just want to say, pat yourselves on the back, gentlemen, that neither one of us have made a joke yet. This is Jedi Talk. Are we maturing? Probably not, but
no,
welcome to 2024.
Right.
All right.
But so this planet that's not Octo and might be a Legends planet, which is now coming into canon. So, hey, guys, more Legends stuff. Why don't you like it? It could be this planet called Baldemnik or Baldemic, something like that, which is like a Kurtosis planet. So we saw the Kurtosis in this episode on the planet.
Okay.
So it's like she probably wanted it to be that planet. So it's why did they make it look like Octo? I'm not sure. But that's also like why they're using Kylo Ren's theme multiple times. I'm not sure.
But isn't it like it's like the if it looks like Octo, Octo is where the Jedi started. You know, that's where everything went down.
Right.
So is it like supposed to be a contrast to something else? Is it a contrast to the beginning of the Knights of Ren or something? Like
could be like if it was Octo. But
Ren goes forever.
Like if it was Octo, it could have been that dark side cave that Ray jumps in, you know, like that was right.
Oh,
there.
That would have been so cool. Well, what if it's the other side of that cave? If you like go through it, this is the other side of it.
It'd still be, it'd be the same planet if that's the case. So it would be.
Well, maybe it's some sort of like, I'm getting a little too into the weeds here and this might fuck it up.
No,
but,
like, I'm with you, I think, a little bit like a Force, like Nexus.
Yeah, you know? And shit, look at World Between Worlds. So you could do this, right, and this is less. It's kind of like a forced nexus, exactly, where you like end up.
Yeah.
I mean, shit, Rebels did it too with the planet. You end up on like a different side of the planet through that cave. So like you walk through there, you're on a different planet, like a somewhere else, and it's like this opposite of it somewhere. I don't know.
Yeah, or it's there's a something bit like there. Mortis, where it's not a planet, or it's kind of like how Rey and Kylo can transfer a lightsaber through the Force.
Oh like yeah, like that. Something like that. Yeah, yeah. People who get paid to think it up will fuck that up. So,
yeah. No, I doubt they're gonna do that, but that would make sense. Yeah.
Yeah. I'm not asking them to do it. So anyway, the Acolyte. Yeah. So, episode 6 was, you know, it was a slower pace, which I completely anticipated. A lot of people are calling this episode filler. I'm not gonna fight that.
No.
I'm really not gonna fight it. I like.
It had some important information, honestly, in it.
It did. I liked Q, you know, the stranger, Qmir's story. I think he was shined really well in this episode, but I still very much am just, I'm not completely bought into May and Osha at this time. I don't know why.
I'm with you.
Yeah, I don't know why. I got a little more into it too, especially in this episode, how the acting might have been a little off with whichever one was with Sol, because in that instance, it's that actor playing the character, but that character is playing their sister.
Yeah.
So it's like double acting. So maybe that's why it felt off.
Yeah.
It's like acting while you're acting. I don't know. Cause like,
How does he not realize that that's not her?
Well, he did.
Creature told him. But I can't remember the name of the...
Basil. Part Basil, but part
Pit. How did he not know from the jump?
Well, his entire friends and family just got murdered. So he was probably thinking about a lot of stuff. His mind was probably a little bit occupied.
But Jedi can read minds. You wouldn't like just see how she was doing?
I mean, he could have, but he was trying to escape, trying to get a message to the council and be sad about his family and friends dying.
I don't know. Like,
and,
fuck him.
Yeah.
I mean...
And plus, we keep getting this thing where it's like the Baylan in Ahsoka, where it's like, Sol's got something he wants to say. Say it, Sol. And then he never does. It's just like Baylan. How it was like, he's going to say something mystical. And he's off on this quest. What is it? And then he never says it. That's right now how I'm feeling with Sol. I'm calling him Baylan Sol instead of Baylan Skull. Because they both just have something that they are going to finally tell us, and they never do. So.
Well, we're definitely getting it in episode 7. So.
I hope so. I think we will. But that's how I'm like, Sol, I love you, and you're my favorite character in this show so far, but do what you gotta do, man. Please, you keep teasing it.
How'd you guys feel about the lightsaber whip?
It was quick.
Yeah, I didn't think it would translate.
I didn't think it would translate well to live action, and I was right.
Oh, I thought it was fine. No, yeah, I think just having read about it already, having it in my mind for over a year now, probably.
It was in the trailer, wasn't it?
Just looks.
Yeah,
so
and it was
bad.
In the trailer.
I don't remember seeing that in the trailer. It just looked so bad to me. It looked so cheesy. It was like, I feel like they're trying to cram too many ideas, and I know this isn't a new idea.
Yeah, this
but
is a
for
book.
The average person watching this, that's a new idea. I feel like they're just trying to do too much different, unique shit, and instead of just telling a really good story.
Well,
that's fair.
I think I can see where, yeah, it's too much new stuff for the average people, but I think it's still
too much
good story.
Shit with the Force now. Now it's like, you know, the Jedi are kind of, I mean, I guess it's really not that much, but like, I feel like for the average person, it might just be a little too much.
Look, nothing about this show is ruining anything for me. So it's like,
same.
So it's like, I'm still so, I guess they call me middle of the road with the show. I'm like, I'm invested enough to watch it at 9 o'clock every Tuesday. So there's got to be something to say about that.
See, I'm not, I forgot. But I, to be fair, though, I also forgot about The Boys, which I'm very much invested in, and I think it's just a busy week for me, so it could just be that.
Yeah.
But I wanted to bring this up, too. Did you guys see that report that came out, and I think I threw it in our group chat, that the Acolyte is the highest streamed Disney show, Disney Star Wars show ever?
Like the second, I thought it said.
Second, that's right. Yeah. Second, that's right. But it was it was second to...
Obi-Wan Kenobi.
Fuck, was it Kenobi. Obi-Wan Kenobi?
Kenobi, which, yeah.
Was that surprising to you guys?
No, Kenobi was high because it pulls in the OGs and the prequel lovers because of the era it was that it was portraying.
Yeah.
And then Hayden was back.
One would be Mando?
Hayden was back.
I'm surprised this one is
Mando was new.
I'm surprised on.
Mando was new.
I would have expected Boba Fett, honestly, because people love Boba Fett. But they didn't like the show, but they love him before the show, so they would have tuned in.
So, okay, this is what I brought this up in our group chat so we could talk about this a little bit on the show. I don't think it's even up for debate that The Mandalorian has had the biggest impact on culture.
Oh, I agree.
Of anything Star Wars has done.
Oh, totally.
So, I don't understand how it cannot be number one or two but have the biggest impact.
That's good. I mean, maybe somebody's lying. I don't know. I don't understand that.
I don't buy it. I know too many people that love Star Wars that aren't watching The Acolyte for that. Like, I don't believe it. I think Mando has to be number two.
I think part of that problem and probably what played into their equation wasn't Mando back when they were doing like the 3 a.m. drops?
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay. So people weren't watching it as soon as it dropped. This is dropping at 9 p.m. So
Disney's
drops.
You think Disney's like fudging the numbers kind of?
Yeah, they're like
probably.
They're like biggest ever at the time of debut.
Interesting. I'll have to go look into those numbers and what they exactly say.
I just don't believe it. I just don't can't imagine that. I can't imagine that more people are watching and invested in The Acolyte than were The Mandalorian. Mandalorian shit was everywhere. I know we live in Orlando, so we're a little skewed.
Yeah.
But think about all like the Mando and Grogu merch that came out. You don't see shit for The Acolyte.
Yeah, that's true.
I saw somebody wearing an Acolyte shirt in Hollywood Studios yesterday. I don't know where they bought it.
Did you see an Acolyte shirt for purchase or anything outside of the Black Series or TVC figures with merch?
I haven't even seen the figures.
No. There's not shit. Like it's like. It's so weird that it's a departure from how they do things. I mean, like even with like Andor, there was Andor merch that came out, mm-hmm. I know guys, this is a little inside baseball because we live in Orlando, but Disney whores themselves out at every opportunity, and they didn't with this, but they're saying it's the most watched thing, and I don't fucking buy it.
Yeah, and
I
was gonna say if you want proof of that, just look at the Tiana's merch when they whore themselves for something
100%.
New.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Popped up. And
they do that
great
with every,
yeah.
every new ride. Every new attraction or show or anything they're going to do that with. So, but except Acolyte. If you're going to see someone wearing an Acolyte t-shirt, though, you're going to see it in Galaxy's Edge. Because that's where the Star Wars fans are. But like, you'll see Mandalorian shirts at Target, at Walmart. You know, just people wearing them. I haven't seen anybody out in the wild, as they say, wearing an Acolyte shirt.
I'm telling you, it's there's just... Even if that is true, even if somehow the Acolyte is that popular, it is not as culturally significant as the Mandalorian.
I agree.
Yeah, I agree.
As of right now, yeah, I agree.
Yeah, but I don't want to come across as us like not liking the accolade, because I think I might be the highest on it out of us three, but I really like it so far. And we got two episodes to wrap it all up in, and I think they're going to do it, especially with the flashbacks coming next time and Soul story finally. And then the finale, who knows what they're going to do with Chimere. But that's really the intriguing thing after we get Soul story.
Yeah, maybe we'll hear more news about Darth Bane, or maybe they'll include something like that.
Right.
Yeah.
But then again, to go with what Brad's saying, which I agree too, like they're throwing too much at the casuals.
Correct.
Throwing in a new Darth thing would be a whole nother new thing on top of Cortosis and lightsaber whips and now a Darth Bane or Darth Malgus or whoever they pick. Like, this would be a lot to throw at people. But
do you think people feel slighted that, like, all of, and I think they're looking at it wrong. So I'm going to preface this by saying that I think they're looking at it wrong. But do you think people are looking at this and kind of feel like they're undermining the thing they liked already? Where it's like, there's been no Sith for 1,000 years. And then you do a show.
Oh, sure.
Set 200 years before that. And people are like, what the fuck? What are you talking about?
Yes. Yes.
Not realizing,
that's why people.
Not realizing that the show is like intentionally doing that. Like, yes. it's not a writing error. They're intentionally writing this to be like this.
Exactly. That's the point.
Yeah.
They're doing it on purpose to show Ki-Adi-Mundi and the rest of the Jedi were mistaken. But people aren't smart enough to see that that's the point, to show the flaws and the mistakes.
Do you think that's part of the dislike of the show?
Oh, 1,000%.
For sure.
1,000%. Easily.
Yep.
It's top of that. That and people can't stand the break of what they think is normal. So.
Yeah. And it goes back to the whole Luke and Last Jedi, too, because, like, they didn't understand their showing that Luke had character development, and he is a human where you have mistakes, you have consequences, and grief, and all that stuff.
But so,
like,
better Shoe. Mary Sue.
Right. Yeah. They weren't, they don't.
I used to hate hearing that term so much.
That's stupid.
Like, that's,
so
that's
stupid.
One of those terms that came out of, like, one person wrote an article that used that term, and then every fucking person who had an opinion about Star Wars was like, she's a Mary Sue. Mm-hmm. Like, you've never used that sentence, that phrase, that term in your entire fucking life, and all of a sudden you want to start using it like you know what the fuck it means. Shut up.
That's like the movie version of Karen. Somebody once said Karen, and then it became like the Karen, you know? Like, But there's some, I don't know, there's some great stuff in this episode, if you ask me. Like, we got Chimere.
Well, we didn't ask you. Shut up.
Okay, well, all right. Well, that's the case. Chimere claims he's a former Jedi, so either he's telling the truth and that's interesting.
He's Soul's Padawan.
And it's still interesting. Like, yeah, if he's Soul's or
he
Nestra's maybe.
Nah, Soul's. I think it's Soul's.
Yeah, it could be Soul's. But that was cool because, like, yeah, it's who is he? Who's he related to? How did he get kicked out? Or did he leave? That's a whole story right there we got to know. And then we got don't call her Vern if you read the books. Vernestra's ship, like, was in the books, and now we got to see it in live action here, so that was sick.
That's right.
To see her ship for the first time. And then, very good. Chimere's had a lot of great lines. A great line from Chimere was how he was talking about the helmet and how it's a sensory deprivation helmet. So he's like, it's when you put it on, there's nothing except for, like, I forget exactly what he said, but he's like, only what you take with you.
It's like you and the Force.
That's Yoda.
Right? Yeah.
Yeah. He's like, that's what Yoda says on Dagobah. So, like, that helmet is so intriguing because it's like a dark side cave on Dagobah, but
Evan, it can be yours for $199.99 through the Black Series.
Evan,
it will be.
Evan, that could have been a subtle nod that this gentleman has met Yoda before.
Yeah, I could have met Yoda.
Yeah.
Yeah, you're not wrong. I didn't even think about that. And as much
did
as
they
I
say that Yoda's not shown up in this series, have they said that already?
No one's said yes or not. I don't think anyone's like flat out asked. He might.
He's going to show up then.
Yeah.
I wouldn't be shocked if this guy is like Yoda's Padawan.
Oh, interesting.
That could be. Yeah.
Ooh, interesting. Okay.
I had that thought the other day. I didn't want to say it anywhere because I wanted to bring it up to you guys. I think that's what this is.
Maybe that's why Yoda kind of went off on a while. Remember in the books, he like leaves Coruscant.
The sabbatical,
and
leaves
the Jedi. Hmm? Yeah. Oh, okay. That'd be cool. Man.
Maybe, just maybe. The Master is, in the last episode, they'll finally go to Batuu in live action, and Jedi Talk will be right.
And it's the Kyber Crystal that they dropped at Dox?
Sure.
The Kryn Dagbord?
Yeah, whatever. Yeah.
All right. That would be sick.
Yeah.
I don't know. That'd be way, way too deep cut. But I'd be here for it.
That's obviously. Right. Any last thoughts on the Acolyte? I don't know. I keep calling it that. Brad had brought it up once. I don't. It's just a.
That's what the haters call it.
No, it's a funny thing to say. The Acolyte.
It's funny.
Yeah. It's just a funny thing to say. I don't think. I think it's stupid if you're calling it that. I mean, it's funny. Whatever.
Yeah. So. Now, Chimera had another good question line where he like, Osha was trying to kill him while he was taking a bath, and he's like, "So if you kill me now, it's revenge, and is that okay? Versus killing me in the heat of battle, like, how is killing okay one time, but it's not okay another time? Killing is killing." So he's making her think, and he's making us think, and he's got some good stuff, man. He's creeping into my second favorite character in the show, behind Soul. It's because they're the deepest characters. They have the most character arc to them. That's what makes them intriguing.
My favorite character on this show got stabbed 3 times in episode 5, so.
Oh, Jackie.
Jackie, yeah.
My favorite character got killed in the first episode, Jedi Trinity.
Indara.
Such a sad. What a fucking loss.
I know.
That made me so mad.
I know.
She's going to be in next week's episode. Her and Kilnaka are going to be kicking ass. Yeah, it's the flashback.
Episode 7 has to be the flashback, right?
Yeah, we'll get to see Kilnaka because we still haven't got to see him do anything.
Yeah.
In the trailer, we saw him, and they even talked about getting Yonis to do stuff. So we're going to see Kilnaka at least kick some ass, and I'm sure Indara is going to be involved. And Torben, because we haven't seen Torben.
Oh, yeah, I forgot about that guy.
Yeah.
I'm going to make a thumbnail predicting that he is the apprentice of... Who is this little, like, weasel fucking thing that's on the... Like, the otter-looking guy
walking around? That's Basil. That's Basil, yeah. That's the sniffer dude. He's just, like, sniffing
shit.
Fuck that
guy. I don't like him.
You don't like him? Oh.
No.
I want one of these...
He's from Legends.
I have behind me. I want a Basil plushie of him.
His species is from Legends.
Put
also,
him next to my Nubs figure, plushie, my Nubs plushie.
Why'd you pull the Nubs plushie from your lap?
Good question. For another time.
all right.
What if Chimera was Nubs Padawan?
Jesus Christ. Yeah, and that's the ultimate deep connection. And then
Kai Bright Stars.
When season two
Nubs
begins,
shows up as an old man.
When season 2 of the Young Jedi Adventures begins, they're all just staring at Nubs. Just like, what the fuck did you do, man?
Like, how could you, Nubs?
Yeah, how could you?
Nubs is like... Rah, 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 rah.
They're rated PG-13 now.
If the stranger never took his helmet off, I would have just said the stranger was Nubs. I'd been like, that's it. The Sith is Nubs.
Somehow.
It's canon until you prove me otherwise.
Yep.
That's true. All right, gentlemen.
There's another nerdy deep cut for the book too. The last nerdy deep cut I've got in my notes for how Vernestra mentioned that she was going to go personally on this mission, and the other guy with her kind of mentioned about how like hyperspace makes her uneasy or whatever. That's in the books. Whenever she goes, not every time, but most of the time when she goes into hyperspace, she has like these crazy visions that like make her black out. So the fact that they put a little joke in and be like, are you sure, Vernestra? Like, hyperspace isn't the best for you, or whatever they said. He's like, hey, I get that. I get that reference. Like, a lot of nice little nerdy deep cuts.
Sure. Yeah. It'll go over people's heads. Not yours, obviously, but people who think they're just out to push something. So, but I'm invested enough.
I still don't get that. No one can provide me one example of why this is woke. I don't
understand. Oh, that. Yeah. So it's so
stupid. We'll never know.
So, I don't
get
it.
People are dumb.
Because somebody once farted and the fart oppressed somebody. I don't know. Who the hell knows? I don't care. All I know is...
oppressive?
Yeah. Farts. Their farts are oppressive. I'm invested enough to see the last 2 episodes out. There's 2 more. Let's see it through, and then I'll give it a grade, and I'll tell you where I like it. I think right now I'm more invested in than I am in Book of Boba Fett, but
yeah,
but
this is probably 3rd for me behind Mando.
Oh wow, yeah, it's not that for me.
That's not for me at all.
Yeah,
it was at the beginning. I thought this was some of the best Star Wars we had gotten, especially on TV. But
well, I mean, like just... live action TV series. I don't know. I didn't mean like anything else.
Oh, I know.
I don't know.
I know. Yeah.
I don't know what else you could put above it.
I still think I preferred Andor over this.
Yo, yeah, Andor is in my top 3. It goes,
like,
you know,
I knew that'd be
Ahsoka,
wow,
Ahsoka, Andor, Mando, or I'm sorry, Ahsoka, Mando, Andor probably for me. So, And then
yeah, this just fell off a little hard
Kenobi.
For me. It's just like
it's not over. I mean,
no,
I know, but I know where this is going, right? Like we know where this is going.
I don't. I really don't. I mean,
maybe
I'm just
yeah,
sitting
I don't think we
them.
Do. I think we got all the obvious like quote twists that weren't twists out of the way. It was the whole are they twins? Yeah, they're obviously twins. Oh, is the bad guy Chimer? Yeah, obviously it's Chimer. That was the whole. That wasn't like the whole point. That wasn't a twist. The big twists are coming. And if they're not, I'm wrong, and they mess up, then hey, they messed up, and it's not that great. But
yeah,
half they're going
I think,
on right
I
now.
I think they've
I
shown
like
us
it.
Everything that was interesting about the show. I think you get a little bit more backstory, and you're going to see what Master Soul was hiding, and it's probably not going to be that interesting. And then my big Hail Mary pass guess, is that this guy was Yoda's apprentice.
That would be kind of cool, though.
It'd be a jump, but yeah, it'd be interesting. So,
I mean, somebody, he had to train somebody.
Of course, yeah.
Yeah, if he's telling the truth, then he had to have a master. It could have been Jarl Poof. Could have been Apo Rancisis.
Could have. Do you think
it's been
it's not.
Canon Biggs Darklighter, who's a different character now.
There you go.
Yeah. But I don't know. I feel like over time, too, we'll come around on this, because like, I was just watching a lot of season 3 of Mando today. I watched the finale too, and like even I wasn't so I'm stumbling big time today.
Me card read good.
Even I wasn't too high on it when it came out. I think I might have liked it more than you two, maybe. I can't remember for sure, but I remember not being like, oh, I love this finale. But I watch it today and like it's I really enjoyed that finale of season 3.
Oh,
most of season 3.
Season 3's finale.
Yeah
I felt like it fell flat to me. Yeah.
I think if you go back and rewatch it without, like, expecting something massive...
I wasn't.
It's really good.
I wasn't.
Because that's what happened today. I watched it, and I was like, dang, this is
okay.
A better finale than I remember.
I'll go check it out eventually, yeah.
But I think that'll happen with this, too. Once we see the whole picture and have some time to sit on it, I think even the people that are liking it but questioning it, like maybe we are, even though I think I still like it a little more than both of you, I think we'll come around to like it even more over time, but... We'll see. We got 2 episodes. If they fumble it, they fumble it. If they keep going the way I think, then it'll be good. But who knows?
I would agree. We'll see. At the end of it, I'm middle of the road. Let's see if I stay there. Brad is obviously at lower peak, hanging out with Kyle, who doesn't like the show either. So, you guys got anything else?
Why does he not like it?
He just thinks it's boring. I remember him telling me that he did not like episode 5.
He thought that was how it was going to be when he had that going in.
I know.
He had that
I know.
Thought going in.
I know.
He's not even trying to like it.
He's not. That's right, Cosentino, you're not. I'm going to slap the shit out of you in like however long. What is it, 3 weeks?
Record it.
I'm sure some of it is probably my bias because I've read like nowhere near all of the High Republic because there's like 30 books. I've read like 5 or 6. I'm over there looking at 5, and a handful of the comics. So maybe that's the bias in me of having a handful of books under my belt, and I'm like, oh, I really like this.
I've read a shit ton of the High Republic, and the stories were told better in the books.
That's fair, yeah, I agree. Even though I do like the series, the books were mountains better. But the
oh,
books
yeah.
Are some of the best books ever. Those books are great.
Yeah, you've got a better avenue to tell a complete story in a novel, too, so...
Yeah,
I'm not.
That's just how it always.
Yeah, I'm not defending it. So, all right. Well, if there's anything else, gentlemen, Brad, fumble us through on the way home. Speaking of fumbling shit,
that's me. I'm the fumbling one today.
Everybody, have a great evening. Thank you for listening to Jedi Talk. Sorry, I'm literally editing a thumbnail as we're doing this. I can't multitask. Hang on 1 second. All right. Thank you guys for listening to Jedi Talk. We'll see you guys on the next one. Until then, stay safe. May the Force be with you.
Always and Tabooie Tales.
Rise, Jedi Knight.
Noise.